Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is episode 65. It is September the 13th, 2025. And in the room today, you've got myself, Greg. We have Alessandra, Shadows Pub, Bobby B, and Devon. Today's question is all about confidentiality. Alessandra and I were talking before we came on air about how important confidentiality is in small groups, such as Creative Work Hour or support groups or any small group, really, and how confidentiality plays a pretty major part. So today's question, with that said, is why is confidentiality so important? Alessandra.
Well, I think that confidentiality starts like when we're children, we have a value of confidentiality before we even know what that word confidentiality or even what the word value means. You know, as soon as we are old enough and big enough and ambulatory enough to leave the house as our own little selves, we head off to school, right? And that's where we are learning about relationships outside of the family of origin. We're learning about the relationship with power, that's like in the classroom, and the relationship with peers is both in the classroom and out on the playground or in the gym. We're learning that. We're learning that what is friendship is based on values. And I think the first value to hand is the value of commonality. What do we have in common? Oh, okay. So little Alessandra and little Greg and Devon and Shadows and Sharon and Bobby, that we're all in a classroom, right? And if we weren't in that classroom, we wouldn't be friends because we wouldn't have met. So there's a commonality. So it's not just that we're in school, we're in a particular place at a particular time, at a particular grade, in a particular classroom, right? And so that commonality brings about friendship at a level. Now, what we learn more about relationships is I'm going to trust you that I can share this piece of information about my life, about my little life with you. I can say to Greg, Greg, I like Devon, but don't tell him. Do not tell him. And that's the contract of that friendship is, yes, we got some stuff in common. And I feel comfortable enough with him that I can tell him that I like Devon.
Hey, Devon, Alessandra likes you.
Okay, that's a game changer, isn't it? Why? Because even though it's a big, long word, it broke confidentiality. So now that relationship has changed, even if I never find out that Greg has breached that secret that I like Devon. So now we're all big kids. We're all big kids and we're grown up or we're doing our best. We're still growing up, right? And friendships are still based on commonality at first level. And at a deeper level, you take the risk to trust someone with something that has happened to you or with something that has happened to someone that you love. And it can be something great, but we can't tell anybody yet, or something so not great. And we just can't talk about it. Now, that is a value that's woven into the nature of particular kinds of small groups, like support groups, like 12-step groups, like even, say, issue group therapy groups, and yes, Creative Work Hour. So it's not just that we're creative that brings us together. And it's not that we're creative in particular ways or styles or success levels, but we're creative in a confidential way. So that's what we're exploring with this topic today is, so why is confidentiality so important? Greg, why is it? This is the part you love the most when I give the question that you've sculpted for us so beautifully, when I ask it of you. So Greg, why is confidentiality so important to you in small groups, whether it's this one or maybe it's one that you orchestrate in your own creative work?
Thank you, Alessandra. Yeah, absolutely love these questions. There's an old saying that goes back to wartime, and it rings very true, and that is loose lips sink ships. And what that means is if the Allied forces we're on a mission, or we're going to, you know, do a mission, certain time, date, and somebody shared that information, it could get into the wrong hands. And so instead of the mission being successful, you know, ships could be bombed and sunk. So why is confidentiality so important? Well, when somebody comes to you and shares something in confidence, oftentimes they're making themselves very vulnerable. You could hurt that person if you betray that confidence. And so it's all about trust, vulnerability, and that breach of confidence. It's almost a betrayal. You know, Alessandra joked, I like Devon, right? And it's very innocent, but it could be something deeply personal or more serious, or something that could harm that person if the wrong person found out. And it's just not nice to go behind someone's back. When it comes to support groups, particularly people are in a very vulnerable situation in space then. And so what you hear there should stay there. You know, I hate that cliche, what you hear here stays here, here, here. But it's true. It's very true. So that's kind of what I think. But Shadows, how about you? Why is confidentiality so important?
Well, I make my life such an open book that when I do share things, you know, I just expect that it's going to get spread around. No, seriously, I really don't share very much. And when I do, it's usually pretty selected. When I find out that somebody is violating that, then, yep, that totally changes the relationship. So, yeah, it's important.
Yeah, for sure. Bobby, how about you? Why is confidentiality so important?
I think that trust can be hard to earn. And part of that is because some people's level of what they think should be confidential or not can vary. And so for me, I'm very, very cautious in what I tell people and how I tell them until they earn a level of confidentiality. And then, of course, broken is something that can immediately terminate a situation. But knowing what the other person's level of confidentiality is can be huge. You know, because it was, that's not such a big deal. Well, yeah, it was devastating. So there's definitely got to be a level of acceptance and respect. And I think, like I said, so that's why I tiptoe into any, you know, sharing, to the point that I use different author names in part for that reason.
Thank you, Bobby. Devon, how about you? Why is confidentiality so important?
Well, I'll tack on a little bit to what Bobby said, because a lot of what I do in my job is to read and sign non-disclosure agreements. And one of my favorite provisions in most of those NDAs is that it says the very existence of this agreement is confidential information. And it underscores the fact that you don't know what is confidential to the other party when they're sharing it. And especially, you know, in terms of support groups, like you're talking about, Greg, you know, we can all think of certain groups that you wouldn't mention somebody that you knew from the group if it had any, you know, potential stigma to it. But you don't know. You could say, you know, I've got this friend, Bobby. He's in my creative work hour group. And somebody could think, Bobby's a creative? Oh, he must be one of those insert political party that you hate, you know? And now Bobby's got drama just because you revealed a confidence that he was in the group or any, you know, anything anyone shares, you just don't know what is confidential. And that it's the fabric of the trust that allows us to take risks, particularly in this group, because sharing creative work is a risk for most people. Putting something out there, even in a limited universe for other people to see and evaluate, is a risk. And so without the trust, people are going to be very reticent to say, well, here's my creative work that I made. What do you think? So I think in this group, like many groups, confidentiality is just a foundational element that has to be there in order for people to take the risks that we need to take in order to grow.
Thank you, Devon. Yeah, especially you have a very good understanding of confidentiality in your line of work, so I can sure appreciate that, because, you know, if you were to breach confidentiality, it could have ramifications for yourself, but it could be devastating, like you said, for another party. Alessandro, this is a very interesting discussion. What do we think?
I think it is tricky, but I think, I was having a conversation with another founder this week, and she thought that I had misspoken when I said, yes, we've run these daily live sessions. We've done more than 3,000 of them. And she was convinced I meant 300. I'm like, no, 3,000. She's like, how do you do that? I'm like, it's all in the architecture. She's like, how's that? Like, where is it built? I'm like, the architecture I'm talking about is the values of Creative Work Hour. And that is, it's more than about being creative. It's about holding in honor what we're each working on, that we share the spotlight, but we keep our confidences. So the intellectual is pro property is safe, but we're all a golden goose. And these geese, they take care of each other. And the biggest way that we take care of each other is in confidentiality. I think that is the conveyance of love and honor, is to keep the confidence. I'm just wondering though, because we've been talking for a bit, what time is it, Greg?
It's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But oh no, you decided to tune in anyway. But I'm glad that you did. But let me ask you a question. Why is confidentiality so important to you? Let us know what you think. You can visit us at creativeworkhour.com. If you have a question that you'd like to hear the crew discuss, let us know that too. In the meantime, be safe and come back next week and we'll have another discussion. Thank you.